I just had one point regarding this. Some of the material we're going to use, people who were at the board meeting in Washington, or heard the board decide that Rob Robinson would put together all the different votes done by the board, and also to get it to one document, also even go to the items that haven't been touched yet, and try to combine them as much as possible, unless the authors or the initiators of those sections objected the idea. So I had planned to have this document available to us tonight so we could have it ready as a base for discussion. Because clearly the principal, role for the lab at this point is to be able to fulfill its mandate, within the, based on the settlement agreement that it decide on the nature, type, and whatever of election, both for itself and for the national board.
All right.
So that the stuff should be available Friday, so I'll make sure that I have it downloaded and printed for everybody, so we have it Saturday.
How many copies, how many pages is that?
I don't know yet. The original document that we're using is at least 50 pages, so I don't know how much.
So you suggest that the people come here early and get it, they cannot get it on the
internet? Well, I'm going to do it Friday. Or maybe Andy and I can do it. What do you say, Andy? We'll see. Yeah, if I get it first, I'll send it to you and we'll decide the best way to do it.
Sure, let's see what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. I think that the time for that is up. Sorry. People are going to start pushing to leave. Okay. Let's go into the presentation that we're going to do today. And they're going to be in it before. Do we have the people going to do the presentation here? Before I do the introduction, we're going to be introduction by Ray.
Actually, maybe.
Presentation here. The people from KPFA and KPFK model are here.
Can I?
Yeah, everybody say yes, but okay, beside Paul, who's, so you, four people. That means that you're gonna distribute the 15 minutes between you four?
Yes.
Okay, so can you just say your name, just that we just. Okay. Okay. Why don't you? Okay. So you know, can you just stand up? That I make sure that. Okay.
Bob and.
Margaret.
Okay, two people. So that means you're gonna distribute the 15 minutes between you two. You decide who is one person. 10 minutes. The other person will take 5 minutes. We're gonna keep that. Make sure that we keep the time on that. Okay. So. Norris, you want to do the introductions?
I didn't come prepared for any kind of introduction. I was hoping Ray, on the bylaw subcommittee, he might be able to give a better introduction than me.
Well,
okay,
it's
Ray.
Simple. In a way, it refers to what I just said, lab's role, and we've tried repeatedly to see if there was a way to make the process of bringing the lab up to snuff, to be able to make decisions on an informed basis as well and quickly as we could. And it hasn't always worked, so we thought we would use today as an opportunity to present the lab with the essential, important ideas being discussed regarding election models and have discussion, relevant to that. So, unless people disagree, we felt that these were the three kind of models that kind of the people here would, hopefully result in all of us being much more better informed and on how to vote and, what suggestions to make and so on.
Okay. That's it. Oh, okay. That was good.
Can I add one more to that, and then I'm finishing? That the reason for this was to really try to inform the lab members the various nuances about these models and information. And that's what we hope to do this evening.
So we're going to follow the order that we have here, which is KPFA model. So, okay, I don't know what time you got, but my watch is 7:40. And I'm going to follow my watch. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Manije Saba, M-A, if you want to spell it, M-A-N-I-J-E-H. The last name is Saba, S-A-B-A. The Committee for the Unified Membership is pleased to present
to WBAI Lab petitions with signatures of over 400 WBAI listeners and staff. This is part of an ongoing grassroots campaign against the WBAI.
I'm a bit confused. I thought it was a presentation of the KPFA model.
It's part of that because we have supported that model.
Is it the consensus of people who work on that this is the way you want it presented?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as this is the way it's presented.
Can we start our time again?
I want to clarify that this is not for the benefits of the lab, okay? If you're presenting, if you include something that is extraneous to that model, it's likely to confuse people, and that's why I was questioning it.
But now we're starting from zero, right, with our time?
We are among us, four of us, going to use
15 minutes. That's it.
Right. You divide that whatever you want. Okay. So
do we start again?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And please, can you just hold your comments because if we go into that, let's people just do the presentation. And can the people hear the question at the end when they finish?
I was coming here to hear the presentation of the KPF model. Now you, and that's what I think that we would like to hear. The people should present the KPF model, and maybe you can go after you oppose the constituency model. And we're here to present the model.
Let me just say this.
You have put an agenda the KPFA, KPFA, KPFK model to be presented. And the people that you have selected to do that, or they were selected to do that, we agreed among us, agreed that we come and make our presentation because it's very relevant to what they are doing. But at the same time, I want to make a comment. I have been really disappointed that we have asked to have a time, but we were not given a separate time. We didn't.
Look, guys, if anybody want to talk here, can they raise their hands, or we're going to start yelling to each other here? I mean, we can consider with the sabotage in the meeting if we want to do that. Okay, you're going to have 15 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to listen to your presentation between you four. If the people have any question, they just hold it and ask the question at the end or when we finish with both presentations. Right. Okay? So
we're doing it roundabout. We're not going to hear the other.
Ms. Bornstein,
if you're presenting something that's personal to you, you can do whatever you want. Okay. If you're presenting a theorem of physics and I'm familiar with it, I can question it if you're presenting differently from what I'm aware of it being.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to start your time. And,
control the presentation they make.
I'm speaking out of knowing what the issue is. I'm speaking out of my own opinion
as a member of the lab who wants to hear from both positions as to what's going on. I would like to just hear the way that they have decided to present their information to us. And if afterwards you want to clarify it and say it was not correct, that's
it was about not being correct. Yes. Well, why don't we
but I think they should just be given a chance.
Why don't we start
to, we're not to edit their presentation.
Okay, then we go to the other presentation. I mean, you know what? The time is going to be running, and I'm going to give it to you right now. We wait just 5 minutes. 7:45.
The Committee for Unified Membership is pleased to present to WBAI Lab petitions with signatures of over 400 WBAI listener and staff. This is part of an ongoing grassroots campaign against dividing the WBAI membership into 18 constituencies voting groups. WBAI listeners and staff are asking the lab and the IPNB to support the following principles for Pacifica Station Board elections. One, that at least 50% of the local station board members shall be people of color, and that at least 50% of the local station board members be women, and that every effort be made to also elect board members who are pro-mission activists from the disabled, youth, peace, social justice, environmental, artistic, labor, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered, and other Pacifica communities. 2, the local station board members shall be elected by people who have shown a commitment to Pacifica mission as listener donors, listener volunteers, and station staff. 3, that WBAI members vote together in one election as a unified body for one list of candidates so that WBAI elections will engage the membership in a discussion about issues facing the station and the network, as well as which candidates are best suited to uphold the Pacifica mission. Such an election process can be supported facilitated by the radio program, by the radio programming that bring the candidates to the airwaves in various venues and enables listeners to make an informed decision on who they believe best represents the interests of the person only within a constituency category, and thus makes impossible any station-wide discussion about issues, candidates, and how the mission can be best served by the election process. In practice, the UC model divides our progressive community rather than uniting us in upholding the Pacifica mission to oppose war and promote peace and social justice. We are concerned that if listeners are required to choose and register in 2 of the 18 constituencies, and then to vote only in those constituencies, there will be a mass resentment among listeners and will lead to reduction in voters' turnout and even loss of subscribers. We base this opinion on our contact with hundreds of rank and file listeners during our petition work throughout the metropolitan area. Finally, we are seriously concerned about the Unity Caucus request that its proposed membership and election procedure to be adopted in New York. We consider the notion of localized rule unacceptable for the vulnerability that its individualistic approach brings to the national concern. We need to remember that the triumph of WBA could not have been won without the national support. We urge WBAI Lab to follow the progressive motto, "United we will never be defeated." We want the board and WBAI Lab to be fully aware that although the Unity Caucus is based in New York, there is widespread opposition to the Unity Caucus proposal in WBAI listener area. We urge you to please read our critique of the Unity Caucus, which contains many specific reasons why the Unity Caucus proposal would lead to many difficulties and would lead to less, not more, inclusion. Thank you very much for your attention.
The other person?
Yes, I'm next.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time for this. Go ahead.
No,
you got 10 minutes.
We've only spent 3 minutes.
Who are you?
No, I had timing.
You got 10 minutes. Can I just talk? I have my wife here.
Please,
you got 10 minutes.
Don't argue over the time.
Okay.
Your name?
Steve Salco, Salchow. I'd like to talk about the KPFA model. The constituency model, as you just heard, has many problems. And the KPFA model, as it has been practiced quite successfully for the past 2 years, solves those problems. First of all, the KPFA election system involves a single election in which all voters vote together in one at-large election. So the membership is united, and it is able to discuss election issues, that is to say, Pacifica issues together. All voters will have the right to vote for all candidates on the entire board. Whereas the constituency model allows only one on-air debate for each of the 18 separate elections, 18 separate debates will not be necessary. It's possible to have debate for the entire election in one place, and that makes the possibility for several debates take place on air. It allows for a very extensive discussion of the issues which are important to Pacifica's future. The very idea of elections has been criticized in the past because it's been compared to public elections, in which the public is unaware of the issues most important to the election. And for this reason, it has been said that elections should not take place within Pacifica. But I would like to point out that there's an important difference here. In public elections, the public, the voters, are reliant on a very unreliable mainstream media, which does not explain the issues to them. Here within Pacifica, we have the best broadcast media available covering Pacifica's own elections. The electorate will be informed, and it will be more than capable of voting responsibly. An important aspect of the KPFA election system is who will get to vote. The idea there is that the right to vote should be limited to those people who have demonstrated some kind of commitment to Pacifica. And they can do this in one of two ways, either through contributing a minimum of $25 per year station, or through volunteering 3 hours in 1 year of work at the station. There is also a provision for hardship for those who are capable of neither a financial contribution nor volunteer time. Anyone who meets the above criteria becomes a member of their local station and is automatically registered to vote in their local advisory board election. There is no registration process necessary. Each registered voter will receive a ballot in the mail. It is not necessary to go to a polling station. The ballot will be sent along with an information packet, candidate backgrounds, position statements, and things such as that. And very importantly, all members will be able to vote for the entire local advisory board, not just one or two seats. So the membership will be, as I said before, there will be uniform discussions. The WBAI local advisory board has been very successful over the past several years in maintaining a diverse board, including ethnic minorities, many women, and this is guaranteed, and the KPFA boards will be at minimum 50% women and 50% minorities. An important feature of the KPFA election system is the use of proportional representation. This is a system of voting which is designed to create boards which are more representative of the voters. It has both politically and ethnically. Proportional representation has been written about and supported by Lanny Guineer. It has been used all over the world, countries including Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Denmark, Finland, and many others.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Just one more word. The parliaments which have been elected in this way have a much higher representation of women and minorities on their membership.
You got 5 minutes left.
Okay. Before I make my presentation, I would like to make a personal statement. For nearly 2 years, like many people in this room, I've dedicated most of my spare time to the cause of Pacifica and WBAI, in my case, primarily in the area of outreach. I wrote the Save WBAI flyers. I wrote the People's Radio brochures and buttons. I've spent untold hours on the streets of New York doing outreach work to the public. Many hundreds of those hours were spent in front of 120 Wall Street. More recently, my time has been spent doing outreach work among WBAI listeners and staff seeking support for our committee's petition, which Manager has described to you. I believe that the issues raised in our petition are important for the future of WBAI as the issues in our Save WBAI flyers. What is at stake is whether we democratize WBAI in a way that will build membership and build the station, or whether we will alienate the station from its membership, which is what I am convinced that the Unity Caucus proposal will do. In my participation in the struggle and in my participation in outreach after the struggle, I have always emphasized the role of the WBAI lab. I worked with Marion Borenstein and Lee Cronick in the Exploratory Committee. During the struggle, I defended the WBAI lab from criticism on the internet and at concerned friend meetings. I always stressed that the WBAI lab was a staunch ally that should play a leadership role in our struggle and should not be replaced by ad hoc elections. In my view, the WBAI lab stands as a magnificent example of inclusion and progressive politics created through its own internal process of recruitment and outreach, nomination and election under a diversity requirement of 50% people of color, 50% women, to pass the responsibility of recruitment, outreach, and election to the listenership, in which the new station board will be recruited, nominated, and elected by a greatly expanded version of the lab by the WBAI listenership. But will the role of the lab be replaced by supporters of WBAI, or will it be replaced by anyone who self-identifies as a member of the constituency? The legacy of the WBAI lab can be continued only if the WBAI family of supporters is able to join together to carry out the process of recruitment, nominations, mission-based discussion, torch to the supporters of WBAI, the donors, volunteers, and staff who would collectively decide the future of our radio station. As has been said, the Unity Caucus model prevents the WBAI family from coming together as a single unified body, but instead would divide us into 18 separate categories, holding 18 separate elections. Further, the Unity Caucus would allow those who are unconnected to the station to have the same standing as those who have supported it. There would be no sense of unity, no sense of family, no large-scale discussion of issues and candidates, and therefore no ability to carry on the legacy of the WBAI lab. The KPFA model, tried and tested, will enable the WBAI family of supporters and staff to join together as a large-scale version of the lab to continue the lab's great legacy of mission-based politics and inclusion into the future. And if it should so be, the KPFA proposal also allows the grandfathering of up to 8 existing lab members to provide a smooth transition into the future.
There's no time left. It's like it's
7:59.
I don't know if you want to use the minute.
1 minute, yeah, sure. Okay. basically, this whole idea of election issues is about establishing a balance of power. The balance of power between local board members, national board members, producers, and listeners, okay? The idea of empowering oppressed communities in any community is by giving them information so that they may take their future in their own hands, okay? Paulo Freire, Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Giving hopefully legitimate leaders that we might hope will show up of the communities a voice in WBAI will not empower the community. Programming, which WBAI has been doing, by the way, and outreach, which we have not been doing, is what will guarantee elections and proper representation by oppressed communities. Consensus building was done by the KPFA model, which proposes blitz advertising on the air. Diversity of candidates is assumed by outreach. Voter registration and a campaign period, which is a process that would get the listeners involved and excited about the process, and the mailing of ballots to voters, and finally the voting process, which is proportional representation. The whole idea here is in 15 minutes, there's no one here that can present you any model whatsoever.
That's what we got.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have some printed information.
Okay.
Which I would like to distribute. Can I do that
okay.
now?
Okay, yes. So the WBA constituency election model, are you ready?
I think maybe they can wait till after things have been passed out.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
could just pass out the information.
Why don't you give it to our people?
Okay.
Like, give it
to the lab.
To the lab.
And let the other stuff on the table.
There's a lot of
it's
in the back.
Pizza version.
Can I have another one?
Okay, we need, okay, guys.
Give the time.
You're going to speak over there. Speak to the audience or speak to the... It's okay. You're going to speak here?
Going to start over. Okay, you ready? Let me give you the time of my watch. 2 minutes after eight.
Okay. Okay.
Eight.
How much time do we have?
15 minutes.
No, right.
I'm
I'm waiting till.
Look, guys, look. I don't know. I say he got 15 minutes.
I didn't hear you. That's why I asked.
But everybody knows they have 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's right here on the
agenda. Excuse me, Miguel. There's no need to get
short-term.
Oh,
listen.
There's no need to
correct the lab. He's a
child.
Can we do it at 8:05 we start?
I don't know why people have to be so disrespectful. It's terrible.
Okay,
let me
just make something clear.
8:05.
So, can the people just please... Right. When I said the time, just for the people who time in this, and he's going to have 15 minutes to speak, I said it's, let me see it right now, is 3 minutes after 8. So you, on my watch, you're going to finish as 8:80 now. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
And we will distribute to between you two.
Right. Yes. Okay, my name is Bob Lederer. I'm a producer at WBAI. And this past spring, when the discussion of bylaws began here, as the center stage was taken by the KPFA election that truly supported the historical mission of the stations and that gave a voice to all of the communities that have face so much disempowerment in this country and therefore have become major stakeholders in the Pacifica Radio Network over the past decades. And so we began a dialogue among ourselves with the bylaws committee, with the larger community, and finally embarked on an outreach effort to speak to as many people from various communities that are served by the station and that are very much in need of that service to come up with an alternative model that could bring in the best elements of the KPFA model, which include particularly the idea of at-large representatives with a proportional representation component so that different groups' points of view can have seats on the board, that include the 50% women and people of color mandate that's very, very important, and include rules for fairness of the election to preserve that element, but to also bring in another element based on the self-representation and the self-determination of the communities that in many ways go to the heart of the original mission of Pacifica. And those are communities oppressed based on their race, their nationality, their gender, their sexual orientation, disability, their class status as workers, and others, as well as reflecting the geographic mix of the station. For that, we looked to, in some ways, the model of this lab, which had been meticulous in choosing members of the lab to try, not always perfectly, but to try to represent that true diversity, but not merely demographic diversity, but diversity of self-defined communities of activism that have demands and needs for representation on WBAI and different perspectives about how to run a radio station. That was really a key thing. And one of the models that came up was the existence of caucuses in many activist and nonprofit groups, and even in academia, in universities, where African Americans, women, lesbians, and gay men would elect somebody from their ranks to sit on a steering committee or on a national board. These are things that were very common in the 70s and 80s, but with the right-wing onslaught of the last 20 years, they've been less and less in existence, and so they've fallen out of our memories that this was absolutely normal 20 years ago in throughout society. And that's basically the concept of our model.
Hello, I'm Margaret Dominique, and I'm also a producer at BAI on the Haiti show. Well, let's be truthful to ourselves. We're not one unifying body, given the Nathan Pacifica. And this is why we feel that the constituency model is the one that is more inclusive. We advocate self-representation, and not just having someone that representing us that's not coming from the community itself. This is why we feel that the election process, the candidate must come from the constituencies, because they're the ones that are better able to know the issues that are affecting their community. Having just a black person in a seat and does not come from the community is not accountable to the community. Therefore, he must be selected from the community. Also, we recognize the importance of staff at the station, both paid and unpaid staff. So therefore, they must be represented as well, without discrimination of class, gender, or race, or et cetera. Also, we see that the disabled must have access, and their views must be represented within Pacifica. And people from both from the black community and people that are from the gay, bisexual, transsexual community have to be represented as well. The KPFA model is advocating someone representing the general population, which we don't see that to be accurate, because if we select one person, that does not represent the view of the gay and lesbian community, for instance. So that person has to be directly. This is why we see that our registration period, okay, first, we see that members of the Pacifica Foundation and voter eligibility is granted to all in all of Pacifica's three categories, as was mentioned before, one being the broad mission constituency of people that are exploited, oppressed, marginalized communities, and of course the listener constituency, whether they have donated funds or not. Or also whether they have volunteered, because we do have people who are supporters of Pacifica who may not be employed and also may not have time to contribute to the station, but they are nevertheless a valuable part. Also, we see the staff constituency as being very important. All registered voters, in addition to the listener sponsors, become members of the foundation. And they have, prior to to the registration, there will be a mass voting mailing that will for the voters to register. This is why that we advocated that to the Pacifica Board to hire 5 outreach coordinators that will facilitate the outreach process or inreach process. Okay, we see a campaign, the nomination, its particular constituency, and they have to present at least 50 signatures from their constituents to be eligible to be on the ballot. There are opportunities for people to be in others that are not fall into within a constituency. You could become a candidate based on your geographic region or for the outlarge listenership seats. Okay, during the Big Tent Convention, where all the groups, all the members of the constituent, we're not dividing the listenership. We're not having 18 different elections, as was mentioned by earlier, discuss their particular issues to come under one big tent and to hash out the differences. And then they will go into the election period. Okay.
I just want to clarify the misconception that some people have put forth that this model in any way forces people to vote in a certain constituency. Under this model, everyone has two votes, which they can distribute in any number of ways. They can cast one of those votes in the at-large category, which would be nine participating in a nine-seat election, very much like the KPFA election. They can cast one in the geographic categories, which there would be four different ones, and or one in one of the constituencies, or they could cast two of them in constituencies if they feel they fall under two of them. So there's no compulsion. And as far as the more general argument being made about dividing the listenership, there's two sides to that question. One is that this society has divided people for 400 years. It has divided people along racial lines, gender, all the other forms of oppression. That's a reality. People have segregated communities. People are forced to live and organize based on the line of oppression that affects them in their lives. So we are not doing any dividing. We are proposing a model that allows people who have been divided to come together with people in that oppressed community and choose a representative who, contrary to what was said earlier, does not make it impossible broad stationwide discussion, but actually facilitates that. It ensures that you don't constitute a board and oops, there's no Latino, oops, there's no gay person, or there's no person that is recognized by that community as speaking for them. It puts them at the same table where they can share ideas and reach consensus, in fact, in a much more thorough way than any model that leaves it to the chance of proportional representation. So we think it's a very important step, not only towards self-determination, but also towards collectively making sure that the Pacifica Network continues to represent and to advance the mission for which it was founded. Do we have any more time left?
Yeah, I think that you guys might watch. You still got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, it's 15, but I guess it's like getting to the system.
Well.
Is it Spanish Holland time?
Okay, I want to alleviate people's concerns about being able to choose whatever candidate that they wish. You can't decide to vote in the selected categories if you want. And also, the importance of people to know is there to defend my issues, and in want to give that opportunity also to other groups. I feel that way, that the constituency model is more inclusive. It brings in everyone, knowing that we do have different issues. Let's not kid ourselves. Although we are one body, but we have different things, different experiences, different things that are affecting us. So therefore, somebody who is familiar with my issues should be the one representing me and is accountable to me. And I should have the right also, if that person is not accountable to me, to recall that person if they're not doing the job. And in our model also, we see grandfathering as being very important in order for the transition into the new.
All right.
Bob?
Thank you.
Can I just make one last statement? I thought you said we have a few more seconds. Well, anyway, many of us in the Unity Caucus spent much of last year fighting to take back this network, and so no one is more acutely aware than we are of the risk of another takeover from hostile forces, and we actually think that. That this did. Many of us think that this. Okay. Many of us think that this model actually, by dispersing the power among a range of constituencies and requiring people to represent a lot of different communities, that is the best way to minimize the chance that hostile forces will be able to manipulate these elections to come in the future.
Thank you.